Blackstone Audio presents A Swollen Red Sun by Matthew McBride. This book is read by John McClain. For Jasmine Haslag, missing since 2007. Author's note. I grew up in Gasconade County, and I've lived here most of my life. Geographically, I've taken a few liberties with the landscape, but the places are real. The roads and the hills and the hollers. They're not on any map, but you can find them if you know where to look. It is a rural landscape of uncommon beauty. On the other hand, Gasconade County has been called the methamphetamine capital of the world. In the 1990s, it was true. Maybe it still is. Yet in this community, you'll find honest, hard-working people. They are teachers and farmers and factory workers. But there are also a few low-life degenerates. They are the ones I write about. Matthew McBride. Mount Sterling, Missouri. The dawn came, but no day. In the gray sky, a red sun appeared, a dim red circle that gave a little light, like dusk, and as that day advanced, the dusk slipped back toward darkness, and the wind cried and whimpered over the fallen corn. John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath. Prologue. They spent the afternoon butchering horses. Reverend Butch Pogue drilled holes through the back legs and attached a contraption he'd built, then secured a metal bar above the hooves with bolts, and Junior pulled the tractor in low gear and raised the dead horse up in the great oak, where the Reverend skinned it out. Junior pulled the hide off in patches and sheets, and steam rose off the meat in waves of stench the Reverend found intoxicating. They could buy cows cheaper than horses, but the Reverend liked horse meat. He laid yellow newspaper on an old wooden table and piled chunks of meat onto it. Then he hung a slab of meat on a hook that dangled from the rafter of a lean-to that sagged lazily from the barn. A chunk of horse meat had begun to spoil, and Butch wiped off a slick patch of mold with his palm. He ordered the boy to feed a wad of guts to the pigs. The boy did as he was told, as a gust of foul wind pushed the smell of blood toward the tree line, and the hunting dogs began to bawl, the barks echoing over the treetops, down the side of Goat Hill, as the preacher slashed at the back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?